For months now, thousands of migrants have been sleeping on the streets of Paris, among them hundreds of unaccompanied minors. And according to Human Rights Watch, that's partly because of a flawed process in France for assessing how old migrant children are. Michael Bohenek of Human Rights Watch says when children are able to access the French child welfare system, that makes certain benefits available to them.
So the immediate benefit is shelter, food, clothing, the ability eventually to get into school. That's the first thing on their mind. In the longer run, getting into the child protection system, depending on your age, it can get you a residence permit. It can even get you access to French nationality. Kids aren't actually focused on this. They don't really know about this, but that is the way the French law works. So both in the short term and in the very long term, it's critically important that people who actually are under 18 get the benefits of the child protection system.
Did you speak with any children, like actual minors, who were turned away?
We spoke with nearly 50 children, and then we also reviewed case files of another 35 or so. And we saw three or maybe even four major problems specific to Paris. The first problem we find is that a lot are turned away at the door by security guards. We heard from kids who told us that they walked up to the door and were told, "You don't look like a kid, go away."
Wow.
So that's obviously not in compliance with the French regulations. The second problem is that by law, there's supposed to be a thorough multidisciplinary interview because a lot of kids don't come with documents. Their age is supposed to be assessed by psychologists and other professionals. And the benefit of the doubt is supposed to be given if it's possible it could be a kid. For whatever reason, a lot of kids tell us that they only get 3, 4, 5 minute interviews with just a few questions. And in fact, I watched a kid at the end of May walk into the evaluation center at about 8:10 in the morning and walk out about 10 minutes later and told me that he got a rejection from the officials. That's problematic because it's not the full evaluation that's required under law. And it also doesn't provide a written decision, which children will need if they're going to get the decision reviewed by a judge.
I mean, short judicial interviews seem obviously not sufficient to determine this stuff. Are there arbitrary reasons why the kids get turned away?
Even when they get a full interview, we were seeing in case after case that there's a whole host of bizarre decisions that are made. A lot of the case files show that it's presumed that if you work during the journey, as many kids do around the world, then you must not be a child. Similarly, if you take the decision on your own to travel to Europe, again, as unaccompanied children do by definition, then you must not be a child. If the accounts that they give are too detailed, that's evidence that they must be mature and therefore an adult. And on the other hand, if they're imprecise, they must be lying. So again, a lot of these kinds of grounds appear designed to exclude people from recognition rather than giving the benefit of the doubt. And in particular, rather than acknowledging the reality that lots of unaccompanied kids are facing on these journeys.
Do you have any numbers on how many kids have been turned away because they're determined not to be minors?
We were trying to get these numbers from the local government, and that's really difficult to determine. Overall, we know that roughly half of the unaccompanied kids who show up in France are seeking recognition in Paris. We know that number is about 7,000, 6,000. And about 45% of those, at least in the last year, were getting these kinds of summary interviews. And most of those are rejected.
So if these minors are rejected, if they're turned away, does that mean they're automatically considered adults under the law? And what disadvantages does that bring them?
Sure. I mean, they're not eligible for any of the child protection services until they get reviewed by a judge. And interestingly, at this stage, at the judicial stage, a lot of them do eventually get recognized. But in the meantime, they fend for themselves. They sleep on the streets. They sleep in squats. They might be lucky enough to find a citizen volunteer who offers a couch for a few days. But they're really subject to whatever depredations exist on the streets, crime, potential trafficking. Certainly, it's not a healthy, safe situation for anybody to be in, much less a child.
Michael Bohenek is the author of the Human Rights Watch report, Like a Lottery, Arbitrary Treatment of Unaccompanied Migrant Children in Paris. Michael, thanks for your time.
Thank you.